Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along and happy new year.
I was going to say we need poppers and stuff, don't we?
We that was for the Christmas
happy
party.
New year.
Yay!
Yes.
It's the milk bar. Welcome to 2010. Jason and Zoe with you for the first podcast of the new year. And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And we did notice that you weren't with me at all last week for the music-y type special.
I was
special.
Sorely missed, I imagine.
We didn't really notice, but I did sound like I was talking to you from a toilet. but I'm quite glad we're back in the milk bar, in spite of the snow, which has caused all sorts of problems.
I know, risked life and limb to get here to do this today.
Something like that, yeah.
Yes.
So, Christmas, what did it hold for you?
We had family around and friends and lots of parties and buffets and...
Buffets, you're trying to be clever, yeah.
Yes, and we went to see people we haven't seen for a while.
And were they pleased to see you or did they run off?
No, they was very pleased.
Really?
Mm.
Wow, did you take them presents?
They had those before Christmas. We just took ourselves.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. It was gift enough. As long as they didn't try and unwrap you as well.
We were there for a few days, so we had their hospitality.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So what else did the New Year hold for you? Revelling on New Year's Eve?
Oh, what did we? Yes, we went round a friend's house.
Another one?
A party. Yes, a different friend.
So basically, all you've done is eat and drink in other people's houses for the last fortnight.
No, Christmas Day, everybody was round ours, and the Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday
in the middle.
Came round, yes.
Yeah.
My sister and my in-law and my brother came round another day.
Ooh.
And their children.
So you played the hostess as well?
Yes.
But your other half after the cooking?
Yes, he does all the cooking.
He does the cooking, you don't?
No, not Christmas Day.
They want food they can eat,
yes,
don't they?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
It does tend to be I start it off and he finishes it anyway.
So you're allowed to peel the sprouts and that's all?
He's much better at it than me.
That doesn't surprise me, strangely enough, but there you go. But we will talk more about what else we've been up to in a bit, because I've been to see some films, and I'll tell you about those.
Yeah, they sound exciting.
They're out on Friday.
Previews
thing.
Yes.
Pre-Watsuits, yeah. And I shall enjoy telling the story about you not knowing who somebody famous is. Or
well,
was.
You see, I'm too young for all that, Jason.
Yeah, right, you're 47. Behave.
Stop it.
Now, what's coming up on the podcast today? We'll be hearing about something taking place in Warsaw very soon, won't we?
Just down the road, yes.
I was hoping you might enlighten us on the grounds I gave you the piece to read about it, but no.
Yes, it's a new indoor sports facility.
So
called Sports for Health.
We'll be talking about that a little bit later on. We'll also be hearing from John Paul from telgenie.co.uk.
Mm.
You can try that one in a bit. It's a way of demonstrating your talent.
Okay.
You can put videos of yourself online.
Oh, really?
We'll find out more a bit later on. We've also, fingers crossed, as long as we get hold of him, got music from one of the guys from Advantage. And it's an interesting sound.
They're good.
Yeah, they are actually. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking to them naturally.
No.
So we'll be hearing a bit about that and their music in a short while's time.
Lovely.
But before then, we have on the telephone, she's becoming a regular.
Just down the road.
Can't keep her away, this one. It's Jean Martin, hello.
Hello, Jason. Hi, Zoe. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I've been practising on my stylophone.
Oh, well, did you enjoy that, did you?
Yes, thanks.
You haven't got it there with you to play us a tune, though, now, have you?
No, not at the moment.
But I was impressed with it, with the way you picked it up so rapidly. Anyone think you were a keyboard virtuoso or something? So how was your Christmas whilst we're discussing such things?
I had a fantastic Christmas, thank you, but too much to eat.
Oh, I know the feeling. Security here at the milk bar has just told me I'm looking fat.
Oh dear.
So that's probably because I've eaten too much chocolate over Christmas.
I know, I have actually. Chocolate and cakes and sausage rolls and nibbles.
Yeah, but you're just wearing one of your unfashionable jumpers to cover it.
No, this is just my warm jumper. This is when I want comforting and I want it to be warm.
And the dog sleeps on it as well.
No.
But it's a bit chilly. So, Jean.
Isn't he naughty?
I'm not, no. I just feel comfortable because I've got Jean here on the phone as well. It makes life seem simpler.
Feel a bit safe.
So, Jean, tell us about an event taking place in Brood towards the end of this month.
Right, Jason. Well, in Brood on the 27th of January, we're having a very special event, which is called the Rotary Youth Speaks. As I've mentioned to you before, I am a member of the Brood and District Rotary Club, and we have this, what we call an inter-school public speaking competition, whereby students come from different schools and they compete against each other. And then the winning school goes on to a district final eventually in, it'll be in May of this year. But it's sort of, It's a community event, and all the participants, they all sort of do this public speaking. There's a proposer, there's a speaker, and a chairperson.
It's and, all very proper then.
Oh, yes, it's yes. all done properly. We mm-hmm. have adjudicators who assess the speaking and everything, and they're timed on how long they speak. And it's very interesting. It's a lovely community event, and we usually get a full house.
Can they talk about any subject at all?
Yes, like, for example, one of the schools is talking about prayer, and another one is talking about the media. So the schools actually can choose their own subjects, and they start rehearsing with the students in September, because the actual competition entry forms have to be in by January. Mm-hmm. So we are one of the earlier clubs to actually start this competition.
So the team that goes through, well, the school that goes through to the regional final, district final, then could be heading off down to the big final, couldn't they?
That's correct, yes. And this year it's going to be in Stratford-upon-Avon in May.
Ooh,
so
nice.
That's the national event.
That's the national event, yes, that's the RIBI finals.
And where is it going to be held? Is it like
it's going to be
central?
Held in Bishop's Wood Village Hall. It's usually well, we have refreshments for them all when they've completed the competition. But it's lovely because, as I said, the parents all come and attend as well, and they are all so different. We've got three schools taking part. There's Brood Middle, St Dominic's School, and Thomas Telford. And Thomas Telford actually last year did win the national final.
So there's something to be to look out for there. Now, is it going to be the same youths speaking this time round, or is it normally a different group each year?
It depends on the children, because usually when the school sort of tests the children, really, and ask who wants to take part. So if they're still within the age range, because there are two sections, we have the intermediate and the seniors. Mm-hmm. So obviously the seniors, if they've left from the previous year, someone else has got to be trained up to take their place. But this year, yes, there are one or two speakers who took part last year involved in one of the teams.
They're very brave, though, aren't they? They're right.
They are very yes. brave. Yes, because it's a big thing, really, to stand up in front of an audience yeah. and speak, because they don't usually have cue cards or anything. Mm. You know, it's all sort of out of their head, or yeah. they do have titles yes. which they can look at.
But they do need to know their subject,
but
don't they?
But they need to know their subject, because they can be disqualified if they're just reading off a piece of paper.
Ah, see, I'd probably be all right if I had a piece of paper.
So it's a memory test, really, as well.
It's a wood frame. I don't like standing in front of people to actually talk.
Well, no,
it's
especially at that age, if they're like, I don't know, is it like 9 upwards? Or
9 to 13, and then there's the elder group up to 17.
But it must be really good for them to try and build some sort of confidence in that way.
Yes, it is indeed. Yes, they're very good.
It should be a good event. Now, you've already said it's normally full, but, I mean, technically people can come along, but it's normally family and friends which are going to be filling the place. If people do want to come and see the talents of these kids with their public speaking, then where do they find out more?
Well, ideally, as I'm the chair of the youth this year, if they phone my mobile, which is 0785... 402-8168.
Go and do that number again, because I haven't got it written down in front of me. Very unprepared of me. Go on. And again, please, Jim.
0785-402-8168.
Now, I'm slightly concerned, because I've actually got to go along to this, haven't I?
Yes, because I've asked you if you will judge it for me, which will be absolutely lovely.
Now, tell us about the other judges, because I'm not that interesting. But Richard Green's along, because he's part of Rotary as well.
Yes, Richard Green is a member of Wolverhampton Rotary Club, and he is a director in construction, and he's one of the judges. And the other judge is Cresta Garner, who she's a retired head teacher.
So two people who know the stuff, and me.
And the other one is you, Jake.
Now you'll know about the media one, won't you?
I suppose
that's your specialised subject.
It sort of is, really, isn't
and
it?
And science.
I do know about both of those, ish.
Yes.
So,
well, you'll be all right. You'll all be given sort of sheets, and cue sheets and everything to tell you all about it.
So we know what to look out for.
Do you have to do like a little? The judges have to do like a little thing at the end where they say how they're done. You know, like
Simon
Cowell.
Oh yes, they have. they have marking sheets which they have to fill in. Because they're looking at the presentation and You know, how the speaker puts over the questions to the team, and how the actual speaker who's discussing the subject puts it over to the audience. We're looking for sort of a bit of hilarity, really, if they bring any humour into the speaking, and how they sort of make positive aspects about their subject, if they, you know, and they're asked at the end of the speaking why they chose that subject, and it's very, very good.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking
to get that in preparation then, Jason.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going along, and I should make sure I'm thinking the right sort of thing. Do we get to hold up cards with votes on as well? that'd be fun.
Yes. It's not like Come Dancing, though, where you have to hold your little number up. It's not quite like that.
I'd like that. That would be great. Oh, well, maybe humour some other time. But, Jean, thank you for that one, and it should be a great event, really good for the kids who are taking part, and it's, once again, Rotary doing their bit, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. Rotary do such a lot for the community and the youth and fundraising events, and this is one that we're very proud of.
Excellent. Jean, thanks again for joining us. Lovely to speak to you again, and no doubt you'll be in at some point in the near future, because we do like having you down here.
Thank you very much,
Jason. It is good
fun.
And Zoe, are you approaching your shop opening yet?
It's hopefully going to be the end of January.
So you never know. She could be trying to book you to do some a performance for her in the middle of Brood Town Centre.
We have been given as well the magazine for the Rotary to join it. I think it's supposed to be local businesses and things, isn't it?
Excellent.
So you might have a new member.
Oh, that's lovely.
There we go. Gee, thanks for joining us, and we will catch up with you again soon. Ta-ra for now.
All right, Jason. All the best to you both. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Jeannie's a woman of music, isn't she?
She is. She's lovely, isn't she?
We do like Jean.
Yes.
But you didn't, as we've mentioned, bother turning up to record with me for the best music of last year.
No. Did you put Chris in there?
I had a minor technical problem.
Oh.
I hadn't got the computer with Chris's track on with me.
Oh, Jason.
So, but we were here.
I thought, shall I send him a message? I thought, no, he's bound to put Chris in.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
That's just
I'm a bad boy. But Chris was very good, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Well,
we've already said we'll get Chris with his band again sometime in 2010, so haven't we? That'll be okay. Music for today's podcast, though, and a band that formed in the Midlands back in March 2009, a whole of last year.
Almost 12 months.
I'd call it 10. But they are branded as being Brass City Rockers. They are Advantage, and we're joined down the phone by Willis. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
I'm good, Doc.
Good stuff. Now, in the band, you are trumpet and also backing vocals.
Yeah.
There seem to be a lot of you on the press release. How many is in the band?
There's six of us.
Now, I always worry about
the
way the royalties... I've
seen more,
but it's where the royalties are going to go. Six of you is ridiculous. Yeah. So explain more about the sound then. What's brass rock when it's at home?
Okay, it's just like really a mix of punk, pop and ska really all together. Infused with a little bit of kind of dancey drum beats. And melodic vocals,
really.
How on earth did you come up with that one, then? Is this a brass rock thing, something that is out there that people... I've never been in HMV and seen the brass rock section, I know that much.
No, there's not really much of it out there. There's obviously a number of ska punk bands and things, which is what we used to be. But then we eventually thought that we wanted to go in a direction that we feel more comfortable with, and this is how it turned out. So, yeah, we are kind of pioneering our own thing.
I think it must be quite exciting, though, you know what I mean? Discovering, like, a new genre of music.
Yeah, well, we think so. Yeah. We enjoy doing it, more so than we did before. So, on that kind of thing, we think it's the right direction.
So have you worked with some of these lads before and then it's turned into something new?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, the band that we were before, we're going for a while, and then... We just got new members and it shifted around and ended up like this. So,
okay, well, so there's six of you. I mean, musically, are you all from the same sort of genres before you turned into it? Is that the reason why? A couple of you were ska, a couple punk, and...
Yeah, I think that's pretty much how it worked out. We all come from a kind of ska punk or pop kind of background, and then my influences were originally like jazz, so... Mm-hmm. There was that. Our bass player's more into like hardcore kind of thing, so that's a heavy edge. And then we all just like everything, really.
Just have a mash all together and get a song out of it.
Pretty much. And how it's been working for the past 12 months is we've kind of really defined our sound, and the new single that we've released in March kind of shows that as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, not only that, but you've got some gigs coming up, and in particular one in Wolverhampton on the 15th of January, a Friday night.
Yep, next week.
Yep, that's down at the Varsity.
Yep.
And is that sort of a homecoming for you? Because obviously you're from round here. The rest of the guys are all Midlands based, but they don't all live round here these days, do they?
Well, they two of them have migrated to London, you know, to be more involved with the industry, as it were.
That's what, doing session work and...
Well, one of them works for some music promotion company, which is really helpful, and the other one teaches a little bit of music. And the other guys live in Stafford, but we practice in Wolverhampton every week. So we are local all the time.
So one of the other reasons for not bringing you all into the Milk Bar as well is how on earth we mic
not
up
so
six brass, send the brass. I don't think I'll be able to do it justice. So we're going to sit back. We've got three tracks to take from you, and this forms the EP. So Future Echoes is the title. That's one we'll take a listen to first. But explain... Really, the dynamic of the music, because we've given it its title, we've said where it, the fusion that it is, but what's the dynamic like? How does it work for the band?
It's kind of weird for me to say from looking from the inside, but I kind of see it as it's edgy. It's got like that kind of a little bit of heaviness to it, which is like, I suppose, the punk aspect. I think it's poppy enough to sing along to, and it's like dancey enough to move to, so. And then it's got the weird edge by having a bit of brass in there, which isn't very typical, but I think that's the kind of thing we're going for.
But it doesn't sound out of place. It does fit in, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does fit in. I think it's partly to do with how we write it. Like, we don't ever want to be too complicated, so you'll notice in a lot of our music how the brass line just copies the guitar riff, and it blends in quite seamlessly. But it's mainly with our live show. Like, the trombonist and trumpeter, that's me and the other guy, we're kind of all front men, so there's three front men really on this sextet, as it were.
Yep.
So dynamically, it's a lot more impressive live than having a brass section that stand at the back and do nothing kind of thing.
Yeah, normally kept out of the way with the shiny things, polished up and sort of dance about a bit. But no,
and
you're
tuxedos
there.
On as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can't imagine you guys wearing tuxedos very often.
No, well, we've got a red, black and white thing, but apart from that, yeah.
A little more raw and raucous than that.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we do. Excellent. So, yeah.
Well, we'll take a listen to it. We'll say three tracks to come from you, the first of which is the title track, Future Echoes. What's the song about? Because you never say it has got vocals on it. You don't. If you hear brass, if it's all brass, you don't normally get vocals as well. So what's the tune about?
Okay, this is really about... well, the singer wrote this one. So I think it's just about making decisions and leaving a really good thing behind and moving on and just looking at your experiences in that way. And with like how it's so snowy now, the lyrics do kind of fit with today.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll take a listen to it. Future Echoes from Advantage. Willis, thanks for joining us.
Cool.
So have a now. See ya. Bye.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. I can't sleep again at night.
Advantage, Brass City Rockers. Zoe, what do you reckon?
Very good.
You enjoy that, didn't you?
Yeah, a bit like Green Day.
You really think Green Day don't do brass, though, do they?
No, without the brass.
Mm-hmm. If you're more information...
Sorry, there's a bit of madness in there.
There's a scar feel. That's what it's a madnessy scar.
A mix. Yes, yeah. I know that.
Yeah, well done.
That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah, well, you did well then. I'm impressed.
Like I was clever.
If you want... Like, not really. If you want more information, myspace.com/AdvantageMusicUK. That's AdvantageMusicUK. And you can check out the rest of the details on the gigs. But they are playing the Varsity in Wolverhampton on Friday, the 15th of January.
Which you'll be going to.
I don't know. It's my mum's birthday, so I don't know.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm doing yet. We shall see.
Let you out.
I am normally allowed out on my own these days.
I know, but you know what your mum's like. They like you to be there, don't
yeah.
they?
And on celebrate the birthday. Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we are. Right, back to the telephones we go. We're joined on the phone now by Greta Allen, director from Soccer Buddy International. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Now, Soccer Buddy International's been going for some years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, about a good 4 years now.
And it's basically, have you ever met a soccer buddy? So
no, I haven't.
Right, they are various sizes. You've got a football team. These would be useful for your guys.
Right, okay.
And basically what it is, it's a mannequin that's used as part
I
of training.
Have seen
They're
those.
Good, those
yes,
are.
Yes, on the training manuals.
And these are the ones which have got full features, and so it's like playing against someone. And there's things like the speed buddy as well, isn't there?
I've seen the speed buddy, they make me laugh. It's like a parachute, isn't it?
No, it's one with a little... what exactly are you on? How does parachuting fit in with football?
No, because they have to, like, pull, they've got resistance on them to make them run.
Oh no, it's not one of those.
Oh, okay.
No, it's got a detector in it which tells you how fast you've kicked the ball at it.
Oh, okay, no, that's totally different.
You stand him in your lineup and you're doing a penalty, a free kick, and in the wall, and you can see how fast you kick the ball
at
it.
Him.
Well, you can't hurt them. That's the thing. They don't flinch when you kick the ball at them. But they're a training tool for both the youth and adult teams, aren't they, Greta?
Yes, they are.
I mean, how many football clubs have picked them up now? Because they've been rather popular in the world of football.
Yeah,
haven't they?
That's right. There's quite a few. I mean, we're in double figures now for sort of like professional teams, such as like Birmingham City and Derby County, and Wolves have got them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Scottish FA now is actually now going to actually have some of them as well. So, you know, we're starting to get quite popular. So that's really good news.
Yeah, and it's a way of developing it, and it's based in the Midlands, which is good as well, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. That's very much.
Now, you're actually based over in Warsaw, and as part of a new initiative, you've very shortly got opening up your Sports for Health Centre.
That's right. It's going to be an indoor sort of like sports facility, where we're going to have an artificial pitch in there where youngsters, children and young adults are then now will be able to come in and use sort of like use the soccer buddies, and also as well actually do training sessions. And we're going to have an activity centre where it's going to be where we're going to have Wii consoles and so forth, where young people and youngsters can actually use games, the different type of Wii games and so forth, but mainly it's for children and young people to actually keep them off the streets and come in and have a really good time.
Now, basically getting some exercise, but
that's
doing
right.
it with the sort of things that which are going to interest them. They want to sit at home and play on the console. Yeah, maybe
exactly.
Some of them have got Wii's and are used to doing that. But if you get them down, they might play on the Wii for a bit, but then actually run around and do some proper sport as well.
Exactly.
Well, the Wii, I think some of the games are quite... quite realistic.
You could play FIFA 10 on there, couldn't you, as well?
No, like you've got the tennis and
the hula hoop
and things, yeah.
And hula hoop and so forth. So, I mean, it could be as a group. So we'd be doing also children's parties and that. And also, one of the other things we're doing young people parties. So that would be like teenage parties from
about
13 to about 16, 17, really. So it's in between a... It's more grown up than sort of like just an ordinary children's party, where it'd be just for them, and it's just private type of thing. Mm-hmm. So,
and how much does it cost to get involved in this?
Well, to get involved in, say, to come and use the centre, which we're not going to be charging anything too heavy. It's going to be around about sort of like £5, between £5 and £10, sort of like for 2 to 3 hours, things like that. So that mainly, just really, so that we can get engaged with the local community
mm-hmm.
and get them to actually have somewhere that they can come and enjoy, really.
And so it'll be a long session for that. And there is training involved as well, isn't there, with qualified professionals?
There is training, yes, there is. They're all going to be sort of like level two and sort of like A-licensed coaches and things like that. So they'll all be qualified staff.
You don't need any more level two football trainers, do you? No, somebody that's
Who are you trying to get a job for now? Is this your husband again?
No, it's my friend's... my son's friend.
Uh-huh.
He's got level two in football coaching and he's looking for work at the minute, okay. Isn't he?
We never know.
Well, by all means, you know, send him down because, like you said, you never know.
Yeah, he's a lovely chap.
And you might enjoy going to check out the facility and paying his cash over having a go to start off with as well and seeing what's down there.
Exactly.
And actually using the facility. Because, I mean, if your football team could probably...
do with those buddies.
Yeah, they could probably, you know, have
a go.
Try the soccer buddies out and see what they like. And then you can have some sort of fundraising event to buy yourself some, can't you?
Exactly.
That would do the job.
And also as well, I mean, because it's indoors, there's nothing like it that we don't believe at all in Warsaw. So I think it's going to be really good.
Mm. Nobody wants to play outside when it's wet, do they? Particularly
no,
football.
They don't. No, especially in this weather.
Yeah.
And having seen the unit as well, it's a nice size, but it's not too big, is it?
No, exactly. It's probably the smallest indoor dome in the world, probably. But it's not overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be quite welcoming for youngsters and that to come in.
But you do get the same sort of area to play on as you would do if you're in a bigger dome, but it is all for you, isn't it? That's the difference.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the type of grass that we're using is going to be this grass that don't need sand or rubber fill, but it's just like real grass, but it's artificial. So it should be quite good, really.
No mowing either, which is a bonus.
Pardon?
No mowing either.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to try and line up. Well, what's it with the arrows? Is it Aldersley
Arrows? Aldersley Arrows.
Yeah, we'll have to try and see if we can get them down to do it. When's your big opening then?
Well, we haven't got exact dates yet, but I mean, if I could come on nearer myself or
certainly.
The other director, Jules, and let you know exactly the definite date.
We'll confirm that.
We're looking to open near the end of this month, end of January, but this bad weather is just putting our schedule
it slows everything down.
Yeah.
Well, you're based over on Bot Lane in Warsaw.
That's right.
And if people do want more information, they can give you a call, can't they?
They can. And our telephone number is 01922 645 600.
So it's a Warsaw number, 01922 645 600, and you can talk to the team down there at Sport for Health and also find out about the soccer buddies. In fact, there's a soccer buddy website as well, isn't there?
There is. It's just called www.soccerbuddy.co.uk.
And I'm gonna go and have a look. I think
they're really good. You will want them for your team, I tell you.
You said they look like proper people.
They're people,
they?
Yeah.
Yes, they do. They're like little men.
Oh.
Yep. And you can have them in different sizes for the different age groups, and they're absolutely brilliant.
Exactly.
Greta, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Jason.
Good to talk to you, and we look forward to hearing from you again once you've got everything set up and you're ready to do the opening down there at Bot Lane in Warsaw for the Sports for Health Centre.
That's great. Okay then, Jason.
Cheers.
That's lovely.
Thanks for joining us. Speak to you again soon.
Take care.
Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll take some more music. This is Advantage. their advantage. And that's something to say. You listen to the Milk Bar, Jason and Zoe with you here once again, fresh in the new year. Are you still excited by the whole 2010 concept?
Yes, I'm going to have a very exciting year this year.
Are you?
I feel. Yes.
Unless you've got something exciting planned.
Oh, lots of things.
Are you going to be sharing your talent with the world? Is that...
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. One way you could do... That was a really naff link into this, wasn't it?
Well,
one way you could do that...
It might have a meaning.
Yeah, I didn't know where I was going to start off with. One way you could do that, though, is via tellgenie.co.uk.
Nicely done.
It's good, wasn't it, that? John Paul will be proud of me. And to join us on the phone now, part of the gang, John Paul. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jason. Hello.
How you doing?
You. I'm good.
Hello.
So,
hello. Zoe.
Now, the whole Tell Genie thing's been going for, over 12 months now, hasn't it?
Yes, it is.
So tell us, for those who aren't educated, a little about the site.
Okie dokie, then. Well, all it is an idea that me and my friend had back in, I would say, February of last year.
Yeah.
Where, basically, we wanted to sort of promote talent in the Midlands. And we just wanted to have a place where, instead of it being like YouTube, when you just upload your video and you don't hear nothing back from anybody, or this, it's not really localized. We wanted to sort of make it a local thing, get everybody together on the site, and hopefully start winning prizes for their talent. So that's why we came with the name Tal Genie.
Uh-huh.
Talent Genie, combine the words Tal Genie.
And it could grant you your wish of stardom.
That is the plan. Yes. But we're still in the early stages. We've still got lots of partners that we're trying to get on board and, mm-hmm. and lots of other things. So, yeah. So it's a long, hard slog.
Because you probably met up with Zoe last year because you were filming the Wolverhampton's Top Talent event.
Did you take a photo?
Did you get pictures of Zoe when she was hosting one of the events at Atlantis?
I think I did.
I had a picture with a few people.
She was the glamorous one.
Okay.
Oh, no, she wasn't.
The footballer. You know who he is.
The footballer. What are you on about now?
What's his face?
I've no idea. You've gone off on one.
What did just promised dream?
Steve Ball. Oh, Thingy. Only England international. And
I'm not into football, am I?
Well, apart from the fact you help run a football team.
Apart from that, I'm just treasurer. I don't train them or anything.
That's probably a good job. Yeah. That one, Steve something or other.
Steve Ball.
I was with him. And he was lovely.
Legend he is.
Yeah,
legend.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you may have seen Zoe's talents then, but I mean, out of that, there was a load of people who went online, and they've had some really good feedback about their act, haven't they?
Exactly. And some of the actual videos still on the website now.
I think, from what I can remember, the group of four or five girls, they were on X Factor, I think, weren't they? They got round.
Yeah, Belle Sorrell.
Yeah, they got through to one of the final stages.
Well, you filmed them first, didn't you?
Yes.
And I've got the pictures to prove
it.
And they were really good. So it was great that they did well and got through to the semis. And
there was another lady who was on there who we got videos of.
Oh, I know
really?
Who she is.
Princess Sweetie.
Yes, I saw her. She was on the night when I was there as well, and I saw her on the telly, and I said to my husband to carry on watching.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
You must have heard of her.
No.
It was actually at the Oaken Gates.
She's from Telford. Oh, is she the young lady who... Oh, no, I do know who we're on about,
she doesn't get off. She likes to carry on singing.
Yeah. That was the one.
Shirley Bassey, I think, isn't it? She likes to sing.
Yeah, is she on Tell Genie? Can we find her on there as well?
She's on Tell Genie, yes.
Is there a video?
There is a video, yes.
Ooh,
all the stars.
Yes,
yeah.
I might watch
and
that.
You can actually go on and you can actually look for different genres of performance and do it that way?
That's correct, yeah. But you do need to sign up, though. You have to sign up with a little... call yourself whatever you want to,
mm-hmm.
put your email address in, get your password, blah, 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 set up your profile, just like a MySpace or a Facebook or whatever, and then you can go in and then you just go to videos, and then it will show you a list of all the videos that are on there, and Princess Sweetie is one of them on there already.
So you can track her down that way and see what she was like before she became famous.
Yeah, actually, I don't even think you need to sign on, because I'm actually on the site now, and I've just clicked videos, and then I've just scrolled all the way down, and Princess Sweetie's at the bottom.
Aha, so you can see some of the stuff on the main screen beforehand, but he's probably got a cookie in there, because you've logged in before.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You don't do the technical side of things, you're the brains behind the operation.
Exactly, I just pay the web developer to do what he's got to do, and I come up with the ideas, and that's basically it. But we've still got a few technical glitches, though, because some people have been trying to upload pictures, and the sizes of the pictures isn't too right, so we've got to sort that out. But
the videos bit, which is what it's mainly there for, works a treat.
Yes, exactly.
Tellgenie.co.uk is where you can be found.
.com. Well, we have bought the domain. We have bought the domain .co.uk, so if you did type it in, you'd still go to .com.
Aha, so it works whichever way. So tell junior.co.uk or .com.
Yes, yes.
And you can be found there. Anybody else that really has stood out for you? Have you seen some people you've been impressed with? Because it's not all just singing and dancing, is it?
Exactly. Well, the guys who won the Club Idol at Oceania, Transic Tricks, we've done quite a lot of work with them afterwards as well. And they're hopefully going to be going on to bigger and better things. Mm-hmm. And they were definitely a quality street dance act. And then we've got some other guys who haven't really got that much promotion as yet. But in this new year, we are looking to get some videos and edit them for these guys and hopefully push them quite hard on the site. They're free runners.
Yeah.
So you can see them running on tops of buildings, doing flips, bounce, and all that.
Dangerous actors.
I know. But yeah. Danger's good.
It's weird enough being up there with a camcorder, surely.
Exactly. But
I bet it's just like a 3D drawing, really.
No, it's done properly.
You've got to see him. So if you go on the site and you'll see some videos of these guys running through Wolverhampton, doing backflips and doing all that kind of stuff. So it's really good. Mm. Yeah.
I bet it's good to try and guess where they are as well, isn't it? Because it's all different from...
Exactly.
From that sort of thing.
Brilliant. Exactly. Well, it's out there. If you want to use it, you can. Tellgenie.com. Yep. I should now stand corrected.
Yep.
You can check out the site, look at the people on there, join up. And yeah.
Do you think I could have a talent tour? I could be on there.
I doubt it, Zoe, to be honest.
What
but
could I do?
You have to video yourself, sign yourself up, and do that.
And also, just let us know about any karaoke open mic sessions going on, because we're going to try and be out in as many places where talent is this year. So anybody who's having competitions, we want to be there. We want to get the videos on there, just so everybody who's not even got a talent but just interested in looking at it, this is another outlet. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're very much like myself. You like to promote other people's work, don't
you?
I do.
Yeah, probably because I'm jealous, because I'd like to do it. Yeah.
This is a great way of people to use to promote themselves, because it's somewhere that you can direct it to. It's like, you don't know about people who need promotion.
Exactly.
Well, if they've got somewhere they can say, well, yeah, just go along and check me out on Tell Genie, hand the card over with their logon details and their name, you know, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And
then actually be seen and use what you've put there as a great tool for them getting themselves known. If they're looking to email out to promoters and go, this is what I can do, they can show it.
Exactly. And it's also a way of, because we really, really want to reward the talent as well. So not only, because I know there's lots of artists and acts out there who've got the talent but aren't getting rewarded for it, and that's what we want to try and do for them. So hopefully we get some competitions with some really good prizes, studio time or trips to the theatre, I don't know, but we're working on it, so we'll see what happens.
You never know, it could be happening very soon, but keep checking back. And is there a button to contact you guys if there is an event taking place people think you should be at?
Yeah. All you have to do is just go to contact us. It's info@talgenie.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've got something going on in the background there as well. You've got some singing or something, haven't you?
It's the TV.
Ah, right.
I thought you were working.
Yeah, working hard editing videos of people, but no.
No. Just finished me dinner.
That sounds exciting.
John, thanks for joining us.
No worries, sir.
And once again, give us your web address.
Yes, www.talgenie.com.
Excellent.
You won't forget that now, will you?
I know I shall remember. I knew it anyway. I'm not dealing, I'm a member.
He is a member. He was with us on the very start, Jason.
Yeah.
Yes,
not that I put any videos on, but I'm just easy to see other people's talents that are out there.
Oh, exactly.
And some of them, I mean, Ty Matthew Harris, I think he's on there, and he's been in.
He's been in.
So, there's a few people who've been on the Milk Bar podcast who have who
now
appear
we know
on
where
John
you're getting them from.
This is it.
It's not your work.
Why don't you just let John Paul do it all?
He's in the know.
Yeah, that's the way it works. Thanks again, mate, and we'll catch up with you soon.
No worries, take
care.
Bye bye. Right, so we're going to talk films in a moment or two's time, aren't we?
Yes.
But before then, we're going to have some more music. Our third track from Advantage, this one is called The Fear.
The things that you said, the film it will. Things that you said that fill me with the never-ending fear. Says things that I did that make me wish I could disappear. And I pretend I'm okay, I'll go out of my way to make sure that you're alright. If you tell me I'm wrong, then I'll go along for tonight. Cause it's the things that you said that fill me with the never-ending fear. Things that I did that make me wish I could disappear. And I'll pretend I'm okay, I'll go out of my way to make sure that you're alright.
Advantage and a big finish. I like that. It's a nice big finish there, wasn't it?
Lovely.
That was good.
And I do like them, actually.
They're very good. So you're going to try and go along to the gig?
I might do.
Friday the 15th January. Varsity Wolverhampton.
Varsity, yes.
Yep. Or you can check out on their MySpace, myspace.com.
Do you have to pay to get in, sorry?
Probably to gig.
I don't think it's very much. It's
normally quite cheap at the Varsity. Advantage Music. Try that again. Advantage Music UK. No dots in the middle. Advantage Music UK. No, I said dot again. Shall I sit back and have a relax? MySpace.com/ Advantage Music UK. See, I got it right that time.
Yeah.
But because I've said it so many times, you remember it.
It's because of your blooming mistake you made earlier.
Well, it's one of those things. So they both work. That's because I always go to .co.uk when I'm going to tell Jeannie.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. It feels more local.
Works.
But it still works.
I'm going to check that out tonight, actually, because Princess... what's her face?
Thingy.
Yeah.
Is she funny?
She's worth watching.
Okay. I will have to log on and check. I'll give it a go. But no, enjoy the sound advantage. They've been really good. And nice little natter. Our first one back for a new year.
It has been very, very good, actually. Hardly any technical hitches at all.
I know. I even found the fault that made the whistling noise.
Yeah.
Which I was really proud of.
Nicely today.
Yeah, it's been quite relaxing, hasn't it? A nice little chat. I did mention the fact that I'd have a natter about some of the films I've been to see. Two this week as previews. Oh, I saw Avatar over Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely great. If you haven't been to see it, go see Avatar, preferably in 3D.
Is it supposed to be scary, though?
No, it's no scarier than seeing you in the street. and in this weather, you're about the same colour as the blue creatures in it, but there we go. But went to see two new films, both out on Friday the 8th. Is it Friday? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Friday the 8th. I've popped along to see It's Complicated, which has got Meryl Streep in it.
Oh, yes.
One of the Baldwin brothers, who isn't in Big Brother, and Steve Martin. And that's a film which is very much aimed at probably 40 to 50-year-old women. So, Zoe, you'll quite enjoy it. They were the ones who laughed out loud.
As I say, is it funny?
There's some mildly amusing bits. So it's a bit depressing.
Isn't Meryl Streep quite old now?
Yeah, it's like your good self.
I don't think so. Stop it.
You
know, when you start putting my picture up on the website, we'll have loads of people writing in saying, well, she doesn't look that old at all.
No, it's because we airbrush you. no, I'm not putting you on the website. You'll scare people, I tell you. But I also went along to see the film about Ian Drury called Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. And
is it his life story?
It's his life story. Now, you know that because I've told you.
Well, anyway.
And I had to explain to you who Ian Drury was as well, didn't I?
I didn't know. I didn't get
it. What was your guest you've got coming in? No, he died in 2000.
But then when you did give a few clues, I did remember. Because, you see, I was only young at that time when he was quite big. I was just a babe.
In the 80s, 70s and 80s, I suppose it was,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I was born in the 70s.
Yeah, so was I. After you.
You obviously got an older persona.
No, I just have no hair and a better intellect. See, I've listened over the last 37 years.
Ian Drury and the Blockheads, that's why
you... No, I'm just aware of music. It's sort of like what you get for working in the radio industry and media and stuff.
Yeah, but not from when you were born.
No, I did from when I was 15.
Mm. Well, my first cassette was The Monkees. That's how much I was into music.
Well, that's the first thing you ever bought, was it?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I had it for my birthday.
What was the first record you physically went out and bought then, because that's life forming.
I think it was the one that Cliff Richard did with the what they're called now, Cliff
Shadows
Richard, no,
the young ones.
Yeah, I think that was the first
one for Comic Relief.
Yeah,
and what was it?
I can't remember.
Living Doll.
Yeah I've still got it actually
somewhere.
And then I bought a lovely one by... Oh, who was it?
Because that was 86, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, The Cure. I used to like them.
Oh, I like The Cure.
Yes.
Oh, so my first record was John Parsons, Elmo's Fire, which is really good considering I was 11 when I went out and bought it, because that's proper music, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it quite rocky?
It is a little bit, yeah. Second song I bought was Roland Rap and Rat Rap.
Oh, that's more your...
That was more group, childish, wasn't it? Yeah, but there we go. That was a picture disc, which is the only reason I bought it.
The Froggy Song.
Oh, Paul McCartney. I've got that one. Well, I've scratched my copy of that. Jumps all over the place now.
I don't think I've still got that one, actually.
You sold it on eBay or something.
Gave it away. I had a Rupert Bear one as well that used to tell you stories about Rupert Bear.
See, that doesn't count, though, because when I was a kid, I was given the album All Aboard, which has got great things like The Laughing Policeman and the Hippopotamus song
actually,
on it.
I
that
think
sort of
I
stuff.
Had that, actually, The Laughing Policeman.
Oh, it's like childhood that we'd be
I
both
I used to find that funny. And there's people listening that are saying, what they're on about? What's a record?
Yeah. That's a shame. We're both quite clearly very old.
Yes.
But there we are. But see, we understand podcasts, and we're producing one.
Very,
and we
very
do internet downloads
about it as well.
Yeah. 2010, what are your resolutions for this new year? Because you said you'd broken some of those, and that included the level of effort you put into this piece of work.
Yes, yeah, see, I was determined to start off the year and carry it all the way through getting some superb guests.
Yeah. And I had to do that as ever this week.
Yes, but I have been poorly again. I know, I'm not very well.
Excuses.
I was okay for about a week and a half, and then it's all come back again.
I've got block sinuses on the right-hand side, but no, I can still get guests.
I did try, but... Oh.
Were you breaking?
Sorry, nearly went in the water. No, I did try, but I've got a few for the up-and-coming ones.
Okay, and some celebrities included.
Yes.
Go on, name names.
No, I don't want to. I haven't spoken to them to confirm.
Okay, so that could happen. You never know.
Yes.
Fingers crossed. We're working on music.
Starting from next week.
Yeah.
I should be having fantastic guests for you.
So fingers crossed, some great guests from the Zoe Turner stable of guesting.
Yes.
There we are. That's lovely. Well, once again, thank you for joining us. Love to see you again in the new year. And we will see you next week for more from the Milk Bar. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I do like it.
You love it. You just love it too much, don't you?
Yes.
Back next week. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the Milk Bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Yeah.